Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Blip, blip. Ah!
At the club, Club 1080.
Do I have to be prepared for his big giant loads?
Goodness gracious!
I hope there's your mom partying.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
And he blows it, and he blows it, and he blows it.
It's painful on your knees.
So simple, it's just my work.
I would not say it, I wouldn't say it either.
All right, it's a Monday club hour. A lot of things to talk about, Jason. Like that weird calendar that showed up on my desk.
Conversation with birds?
Yeah, so Tony Starlight was in here on Friday.
Yeah.
And I guess he now does a Conversations with Birds calendar?
Yeah, we didn't quite get to it because it was an abbreviated club. One, I was way long going into the club. And then we got caught up in the whole Veterans Day thing. So we didn't get a chance to discuss it. But yeah, he... He's making and now selling calendars that are conversations with birds.
What does that mean? Like,
Did you see the calendar? Did you peruse it?
No, I haven't opened it quite yet.
Well, if you look at the back, there's a sample page.
Yeah.
And it's just like a bird talking to another bird or a bird talking to Tony Starlight. It's like a weird kind of comedy bird combination.
Yeah, it's like if a bird could have a
I still don't know what that means.
A bird could have a discussion with other birds or with you, this is what they'd be.
Okay, if you could talk to birds.
Yeah, it's conversation with birds. When I pressed Tony on why he got into the bird calendar business, he didn't really have an answer for me. And then at that point I didn't press him on it. I just decided with it. And by the way, many people called you out.
Why?
On Friday. Because you claimed that the 7:30 flight was the last flight to Las Vegas.
7:40,
whatever.
Two people within seconds of you saying that came in with they were on flights to Vegas that night that were later.
Well, no, it's the last direct flight.
I don't think so.
It is. They said they were on an 8:30 and a 9:40 to Vegas.
On what airline?
One was JetBlue.
And one was Alaska.
And one was Alaska.
JetBlue. I didn't think to check JetBlue.
Yes.
I checked Alaska and Southwest.
It was not the last flight out of town, I can assure you.
Well, I got out here early anyway.
I just enjoyed the fact that within literally 30 seconds of me saying that you were gone because you had to catch a flight, two people immediately, what? I'm flying to Vegas later tonight.
Oh. Well, in my search... Mm-hmm. It was the flight that I had to book.
I'm guessing your search was really exhausting.
I'm not trying to miss part of the show.
Kind of think you were.
I just needed to get down there. I had to get down there. I was jonesing.
That hour.
I was grinding my teeth. God, I had so much fun this weekend.
Yeah,
I freaking love Vegas.
I know you do. You see, you're torn between San Diego and Vegas.
I love them both for different reasons. But Vegas, I can't. This was perfect because I flew down there on a Friday night. And I got back about midnight last night. That's plenty, and I mean plenty of time.
You can get enough debauchery in that 48-hour window, can you?
That was plenty.
Solid effort.
So anyway, let me tell you about this stretch of road here. So, I don't know. I mean, you said that you have this too. And I just wonder if people are quite as fascinated with this portion of the city as I am, and it's so random. But I drive by it every once in a while. It's down in Southwest Portland on 99W. I believe it might be on the stretch that is Barber, because you know it's both.
Yeah,
Barber
and
99W.
I don't go down that direction.
Yeah, so let me describe this to you, and it's all on the west side of that street. Everything on the east side is pretty normal, like apartments and stuff. On the west side, there is a stretch, and every time I drive by it, I just can't take my eyes off any of it. There is a really nice construction company building, and then S hits the fan.
It goes off the rail.
Because there's this seedy little apartment.
Oh my God.
Complex.
It has like four doors, right?
Yeah, there's like four apartments. It's one story. It's like, so it's not.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
One story. And I think that it looks like one of those old hotels where somebody was probably getting their sexual assault on or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're guaranteed somebody has died in this hotel. It's
one of those.
There have been needles murdered.
That are burned into the ground.
Chalk outline has been drawn at some point.
It's made of cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's seriously, it looks just like the worst place possible.
And have you ever noticed that those hotels, and we've all driven by them, and you're like, who is staying there? The no vacancy sign is always on. They're always full.
But you know what? I don't think it's a hotel. I think it is now. I think those are apartments.
I guarantee it's apartments because there's like cars that are right in front of each one, and
it looks so weird.
So shady.
So then you go up to the next row of businesses.
This guy's claiming he drives by it every day, and he's going human trafficking.
In that,
he goes, "I do it every day. Just drove by it 1 minute ago." He put dot 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 human trafficking.
I would not doubt that at all. I just. Remember when Kroger was in here, the old attorney general, now at Reed?
Yeah.
He said the best way to tell, when shady things are going on in a business is just the fake storefronts. It's like there's, wait, that's a vacuum store? I never see anybody coming out of there with a vacuum, right? It's like, you know, you can kind of tell if weird stuff's going on. And he's not wrong about human trafficking out of that complex.
Yeah.
So then, next door to that is the old Lure Strip Club. Remember that place where I was like, I drive by it all the time. We did a bit on this years ago. I drive by it all the time. Like, I got to go in there because I cannot.
You need to see what's happening.
Yes. Like, what must be going on in there?
Yes, because we've all had that one, too, where you drive by a place. You're like, no, I'm not going. Yep, I'm going in. The morbid curiosity.
And my report back to you was, it's not that bad. I've seen way worse.
You've been to the Pirate's Cove, have you?
I have been to the Pirate's Cove, and let me tell you something. Have you? Because that's another level.
It's terrifying.
That's the one at the end of the Selwood Bridge, right?
No, that's the one off of Sandy.
Okay, maybe I haven't been. Oh, no, the Pirate's Cove. No, I haven't
been to that. It's like the shape of two jugs.
Yes.
It's
like actual jugs, not boobs.
Yeah, not boobs. Like two, like... You know, like
the irony.
And aren't those weird four apartments like directly next to the strip club?
Yeah, they're right. I mean, they share a parking
lot. I've got it on Street View right now. I brought it up on Google.
It's weird.
It's the exact part that I knew that I thought you were talking
about. Lure is now gone. That failed. So then there's a sports bar. That's now gone. And it looks like somebody else is trying to roll a sports bar in there. Or it's just a bar.
Well, like, it's not a bar. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Again,
that's a front. Human trafficking. Yeah.
So the next block is the best block of any of them. And that is where you go past Lure, and they're now putting in a weed dispensary, which sits right across the street from Pussycats. Have you ever driven by Pussycats?
No, I have. So I know the stretch that you're talking about. There's a Fred Meyer in that direction.
There's
too,
a Fred Meyer up the road,
like a Bellagio.
Both directions.
I know the general area of which you're speaking. I don't go down there very much. What is Pussycats?
I don't know. And it just
it's like back off the road. There's like a dirt gravel driveway.
I don't think it's a strip club. I think it's like a, I think they call it like lingerie modeling.
Well, I know this.
I'm on Street View. The sign says 24-hour nude.
Yeah. So the further up the road, there is now a locksmith. Totally random. But it used to be one of those places. And a friend of mine and I went in there one night. Again, same sort of deal. It's like, I don't know what those are. Because it's not a strip club. It's like, what goes on in there? We got to go. So we got all drunked up and we went in there. And what ended up happening in places like, now this one's since closed, but I think this is the same as Pussycats. is, how do I say this? The girls are in there, and you go into a room with them, and you can...
Okay. They do their thing, and you can do your thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's right. It's really bad. Really bad.
Can I bleach everything before I go in?
I think that's what Pussycats is.
See,
but if you drive by... Okay, so if you're on I-5, you may never have been on Barber this stretch of 99W, but if you're on I-5, if you look over to the... So let's say you're going north on I-5, you look over to the east, you can see the back of Pussycats, and it looks like a dilapidated home from like the 40s. I mean, there's moss everywhere. It looks like no one has lived there for 85 years.
Yeah.
But it's a working establishment called Pussycats. And then in the most random...
Tell me there's a Thai massage place.
No.
No.
Because that would actually... That would make sense.
It would make sense. It would fit the theme.
What makes no sense is if you continue driving up the street, there is a scuba diving rental gear place.
What?
Yes.
Is there a big need for rentals?
Yes, I don't know. It's the one business. Well, that and Pussycats have both, you know, they've stayed there. They've been there for years. That's the stretch of
aquatic sports. Let's go diving.
Yeah,
is what the sign says.
And that's just sitting right there. I just cannot get over that west part of 99W when you're driving on that road. I drive by it some, and every time I just look over there like.
So what you're saying is I need to spend some more time over on that side of town. Like, I've never...
I don't think you need to spend time over there. I think this is the whole point.
I don't think you do, but I am guessing that...
You need to drive past this strip, though, and just experience the wonderment of it.
You do.
There's a stoplight right near the Lure / the apartment complex. Uh-huh. I have hoped, driving on that road before, that the light would turn red just so I could examine what exactly is going on.
Right.
And Google Street View is amazing. Use it. You can get really close to these apartments. They look like death rooms.
Well,
like, who lives there?
There's a lot of people that drive this stretch, too, and this guy says, don't forget about the box down the road that's full of free wood. Apparently, there's a big box where you can just get random free wood.
Free wood? I love free wood.
This guy says right here.
Because wood's expensive.
Yes, it is. Apparently, there's a box of free wood.
So you can take scuba lessons... And then roll to Pussycats, get your weed, watch a game, and then then find some humans to traffic, all in a stretch of about two blocks.
Wow. See, this is way better. This is way better than the stretch that I'm talking about.
It's just real weird.
There's a text here on the Bridgeport Beers text line that says, the road behind Lure, there are apartments on the back of Lure that lead out to the little rock road behind it.
Yeah, that's where the weed dispensary and Pussycats is.
Mm.
Boy.
But they're attached to the old Lure.
Imagine living there. I mean, you know, for some people in the world, that's like a home run.
It probably is.
They're like, holy crap.
You know what they say about real estate, Rob? Location, location, location. Location.
I've got a human trafficking apartment complex. I've got my sports bar to get my drink on. I've got my weed shop. And I've got my girls. And oh, by the way, if I happen to want to go scuba diving, I can just walk across the street.
And I can live there.
And then, somebody else mentioned that if you keep going up the road, that's not in this stretch, they have the G-spot. Have you driven by the G-spot?
No, I'm not familiar.
Do you know
with
what
this
the G-spot is?
Yes,
I do. It's a house that is half under an overpass, and it looks even creepier.
It looks worse.
Than Lure did.
And it looks like it's about the size of a closet.
So we're assuming that that's the same thing as Pussycats?
That's
same
the assumption.
Type of
it's basically right next to the Boom Boom Room, so they're really encroaching on each other's space.
There is a stretch along 80 on 82nd that has that too, where there's a lot of they look like old homes, but they have names like that. They're, you know, the G Spot or Pussycats or whatever. In fact, there may be another Pussycats over there if you drive down 82nd. It seems like every other block has like an old dilapidated house with some sort of sex sign out in front of it. Same sort of stretch of road there.
Well, I think we should pool our money and buy this stretch.
Just monopolize it.
We'll make it a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's the most random Portland thing ever.
You know, like on Monopoly, it's probably like the light blue properties. They're probably pretty affordable. It's certainly not the oranges or the reds. No, no, no.
I'm going to inquire on getting an apartment there.
Just to rent it out.
How much do you think it costs?
Some rental properties.
Dude, I thought that
$300 a month?
Like maybe $400.
The fact, seriously, I don't know if you like using Street View. Go to it and go behind Lure. There's even seedier looking doors that are apartments than the green building right next to it.
I'm going around there tonight.
See, in the dark, that sounds safe.
This is why, even for like the quote show research like purposes, I could never go to one of these places. Because I know the one time you decide for like S's and giggles to just go see what it's about, you get stabbed.
There's a sting.
Yeah, there's something goes down there, like you get busted, you get shanked. Something like the one time, like those will operate for years with no problem. You go in there once and you take a bullet to the leg.
I'm hearing that the Boom Boom Room has closed.
Oh,
rest in peace, Boom Boom Room. Yeah,
I just saw a they couple changed of days the ago. Color from yellow to like gray.
Yeah, they there's a new bar in there.
Oh, so the G spot's the only option then?
How rare is? I mean, like
this guy says, so glad my daughter isn't in the car right now.
Huh? Why?
Sorry that we're
these are
her,
things that she could see driving past.
Hey, she could about the reality.
She has a lot of employment opportunities.
That
she
is
could work
true.
At Pussycat. She could sell weed. She could sell scuba gear.
It's a growth industry out there.
It is.
It's the commerce center of Portland.
All right, we'll get yours. I want your part of the city. That's
yeah. There's one that I drive down. I see something every time.
All right, that's next on the Fan.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch. Scotch
on 1080 the Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
You all right over there? Yeah. Rop is stuck. By the way, Mike, during the break, came over to Google Maps, and he pulled up. Like, I'm kind of familiar with the area you're talking about. I mean, I've driven by there. But he said, have you seen those apartments we were talking about? I was like, no. He pulled them up on Google Maps. You're not even doing them justice with how shady you're saying they are.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I described them as best I could.
It's a subterranean lair.
I told you.
Like, it is... And you're right. There are apartments underneath the old Lure strip club. You can live underneath a nudie bar. Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of people are asking, where is this exactly? So if you're on I-5, you're headed down that way, or up from I don't know Wilsonville or whatever. It's in between. It's the stretch of Barber. Or 99W that is in between the Barber Boulevard exit on I-5 and the Capitol Highway exit.
Yeah, it's like right up the road from the, like the Fred Meyer.
And it's like right at the official start and end of Barber. Like yep. It turns into
that's
99
right,
right at that line.
That's right.
Those apartments are so. I would have never guessed that those were apartments.
Drive by and take a look.
Yeah.
It's like I'm telling you, it's the hottest new tourist attraction in town. It is fascinating.
And Mike is right. In the Google view, there is a really nice BMW parked out in front of those apartments. I got a good idea what he's doing at those apartments, but, you know.
Do you think that's the rich guy paying $500,000 to murder someone in there?
Like there's a hostile situation in there? I think he's paying a lot less than that for about 20 minutes of fun in one of those apartments.
And I think the understated part of the stretch that we're discussing is the scuba shop.
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on? I want to go in there. I want to just go in, see who works in there, like how long it's been there, what you can get in there, how many people are high that walk in there.
Someone said they looked these up on apartments.com, and it says that they're listed as unavailable.
Damn right.
Can't get them. I wonder if there's
a hot spot.
I wonder if they're only available to the mob.
I wonder if there's a waiting list to get into those apartments.
Well, people are looking for cheap housing, you know. Rental market's tough.
God. Now I do feel like we need to go check out the scuba shop.
Hey.
And more importantly, ask the scuba shop what they see on a day-to-day basis.
Well, guess what you can do? On Street View, if you click on the scuba shop, it brings you to a picture inside the scuba shop.
Oh, I can go in there? I don't think I'm ready yet. I need to prepare.
Is there any chance that the scuba shop is legit?
They have a customer creed.
I do think they're... Yeah, I do think it's legit.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm not so certain about
that. I mean, when you're a scuba shop owner... And you're looking for your spot to house your business. Don't you go, wait a minute.
Let's find the worst possible place in Portland.
There's a Pussycats, a weed shop, a strip club, and the seediest apartment complex of all time right next to this building. I'm in.
By the way,
how much?
How would you like it? Like if your BMW was the one that was caught on Google, like
your wife sees it?
Yeah. like we're discussing this and
wait,
like,
that's your car.
Someone's wife's like, "Why have to see this?" And she Googles it and it's her husband's BMW. You're blowing up someone's spot right now.
I also have a Twitter follower who saying that he just drove by it. As we were talking about it, he was driving by it. I was wondering if that was going to happen, if we'd have a listener driving. And he said, there's no question it screams illegal activity. And, you know, what if those places sometimes need to merge, right? Like, what if you could scuba stripping, you know, or...
Well, you know...
That might have happened already.
Maybe you're into the old water thing. I don't know. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes on at a Pussycat's.
It's just, look, it's all right there for you. Now, let's talk about your stretch of road that you were discussing.
So, when you said that, the first thing that popped into my mind is, so I don't spend a ton of time in Portland. I mean, I live in Vancouver, and so unless I'm going to a show or something or driving to work, but I do have to drive home every day, and I usually just, I take the freeway. But sometimes, the freeways are screwed, and so you end up having to take the back way. Or sometimes after Blazer games, I'll go down this road, is interstate. Like, the interstate between, like, where the Moda Center is and where it connects with I-5. Like, you drive, like, past kind of, like, the Expo Center there, and it's right along the MAX line there. Have you ever driven that stretch of road?
Okay, so it's... Okay, so...
Like, if you go behind, leaving, like, where the Moda Center is. Like, if you leave the parking garage...
Down by the water, right?
Down by the water, right?
Down by where, like, Widmer is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you just follow that road down.
Yeah.
And eventually that road winds you back, mm-hmm. and it winds you back onto I-5, kind of right by, like, where the Expo Center is.
Okay.
The old Expo Center before the Convention Center.
Yeah.
If you drive on that road, every single time I drive on it... Now, I don't know if it has the number of businesses packed into one area. There is an adult video shop there called the Cobra Adult Video Shop, which just looks shady as hell. There's an Alibi hotel with, like, a palm tree blinking lights. Mm. The Dancing Bear is over there, which, again, looks like a murder scene. But it really is just the people you see. In the last, I'm going to say, 2 months that I've driven on that road, I have seen a homeless man having sex with a dumpster. I have seen someone take a...
Whoa.
Yeah. And there's no other way to describe it other than he was leaned up against the dumpster. His pants were around his ankles so that you could clearly see the doughy white cheeks. And he was leaned over the dumpster and thrusting was occurring. He was having relations with a dumpster.
That's different.
I saw a guy right there, and I was at a red light and looked over to my right. And not back into the woods or anything. Right there, he was... taking a squat right there. And I also saw a 400-pound woman that was topless just happened to be cruising down interstate.
Wow.
Every time you go down there, you will see a mass of humanity. And it blows me away every single time.
The people are saying it's called Fat Cobra Video.
Fat. I'm sorry.
See, the listeners.
Fat Cobra.
The listeners are well aware.
And it's same thing. It just looks like a burnt out building. Like if you were driving like down in Detroit, you're like, oh, that's an abandoned building. No, it's not. It's Fat Cobra Video. Same thing. I would like to go in to see what Fat Cobra Video has going on. I can't because I assume that I'm going to die. And like every hotel on that stretch has like neon lights and it's like pink and green neon. And it's same thing. I don't know if they rent them by the hour or not, there's not a decent looking place along that entire stretch. And it's like an 8 mile stretch. And every time I drive down it, I'm always a little frightened about what I'm going to see or what's going to happen to me.
Yeah. I'm getting reports here. Boy, the listeners are, they're all about this. And this one has forwarded us this listener forwarded us it's a couple years old, but it's a story of a tigered prostitution sting.
Yeah.
That, you know, because Portland has a prostitution problem, but they did a sting in Tigard in December of 2015, and it appears that sting was set up at this hotel that we are discussing on 99W.
That makes sense.
I think that's what it says.
Because doesn't it say King City, which is not anywhere near where we're talking about?
No, they're just saying that they just said there was a meeting in King City about it. They set up their sting in a Tigard. Although that may still be Portland there, though.
I think that's still technically Portland.
10 adult males were taken into custody and charged with patronizing a prostitute for services.
Yeah, there you go. So maybe you don't go check that place out.
The operation took place throughout the afternoon and evening at a Tigard area hotel where several Tigard police detectives set up. Yeah, it doesn't really say exactly where it was, so it may not have been, but anyway.
We're also getting some reports that the Fat Cobra is right across the street from a middle school.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
But is there a scuba shop?
You can go cruise the middle school and then head on over to Fat Cobra Video.
Now, the Alibi is a karaoke place. I've heard of that, and that's a pretty fun spot.
Is
I guess.
It?
Yeah.
I just...
A dive bar.
Everything when I drive down there, like, I would never have the courage to pull into any establishment along that stretch of road. I just drive. It's like I do the roll 'em up, and let's just keep going till we hit I-5 and cross the river.
We're also, you know, the folks that know a thing or two about scuba,
yeah,
are saying that is a legit shop. It's been there like 35 years.
Really?
And it's the real deal. It's a really good business, I guess.
It just happens to be in the middle of a, you know, pretty cool place.
We also found a home that was right behind those apartments that seems to be hidden in the trees.
Yeah.
And the only way in is through the pebble road in the back.
Yeah, that's, you work a Google Earth map thing there, and it looks wonderful.
All right. Let's move on, shall we?
We shall.
Coming up next... Did you talk about the Kinky Sailor news?
No, we didn't get to it.
We're going to need to... So we're going to follow up on the two women who were lost at sea for 5 months.
It's an unbelievable story.
Remember, we were calling them out. It's like, well, this doesn't smell right. Well, now we know.
I also have giant crab news as well.
I love crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Mike.
Life lessons to all the sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
All right, here's a follow-up for you. This comes to us from the Daily Mail. And I love when you get Daily Mail stories. And I know it's like, I mean, they're over there in the UK, but
yeah.
I know it's sort of a seedy publication.
They have like when I was over there, they've got like the nude of the day when you get the actual paper. Like they do like a Playboy Playmate, like centerfold
yeah.
of the day.
I love their stories because when you click on their stories, they just give you bullet points.
Yeah.
Of
yeah, there's no
what you need to know.
Yeah, there's no real details.
Well, there is if you go further down, but all you have to do is read the bullet points, and it tells you everything you need to know. And for the sake of hosting a show like this, that is wonderful. More publications should do that.
Well, and the Daily Mail is basically just club stories left and right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it gives you like just bullet points because I don't want to have to read through the whole story for the deets. Tell me what my listeners need to know.
And they give you some good photos, too, like in this story.
So this story is the story that we told you about a couple weeks ago where the two women were lost at sea for 5 months.
Yeah, it was Jennifer Appel and Tasha Fueva.
Yeah, and it's just, none of it smelled right. It's
no.
like, what is going on with these two? They claimed they maybe couldn't last another day out there, but then they realized that they had a... Well, what do you call it?
An emergency radio beacon that they never turned on.
They never used it.
They also tried to claim that sharks were making coordinated attacks to try to sink their boat.
So here's what is in the Daily Mail, and this is exclusive to dailymail.com.
Yeah.
The truth about the bungling yachtswomen lost at sea for 5 months. One was a crash-prone kinky sailor who paid for the trip by working as a dominatrix.
And they've got the photos to prove it.
And the other had never sailed. And now they say they're going to write a book.
Oh, boy.
Which I'm sure will be wildly popular.
Yeah.
So Jennifer is the older one. She was the blonde. She was 48. And then Tasha is 27. And they say they were lost at sea for 5 months. They were about 900 miles off the coast of Japan. So the woman said that she set out from Honolulu on a 50-footer sailboat called Sea Nymph. On May 3rd.
Of course it was.
But a series of conflicting claims have been made since. So they reveal in this story that Appel was a self-styled kinky sailor who was unseaworthy. And the yacht was unseaworthy. And she paid for the trip by working as an exotic dancer and a dominatrix. But she was also an erotic novelist.
She once described herself online as a cougar who has been engaged 4 times but has never been married. But she says that she's very smart. She holds a degree in landscaping architecture from Texas A&M. But I guess she was in a car crash? She was in a crash.
It was a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, and so her boyfriend, or I guess her ex-boyfriend, who's a DJ and a professional blackjack player, it continues to get better. Yeah, so she dated a DJ and a professional blackjack player who was half of her age, said that after the accident that she had a real judgment issue, that not everything maybe was...
Yeah, he was claiming that... Okay, so she was an erotic novelist, but she had a history of maritime catastrophes where she's crashed boats over and over. She's a total moron. I mean, the guy said that... So this happened, this motorcycle accident happened in her early 20s, and she broke nearly every bone in her body, and it affected her brain, her judgment part of her brain. And he says that she's not smart, she's very ditzy, and she's not grounded, and she's not organized. And so when I saw this story, I was not surprised at all.
See, and it makes sense, because like when they showed the photo of the boat when they were rescued, it just looked like it was going down at any minute. And my question I had was, why did the boat look like that after just being out on the sea for a couple of months? So it sounds like this thing was a hunk of S before they ever took it out. Sounds like they took out the USS Minnow that had been rotting and should have never been out on the sea in the first place.
And so the other woman, the 27-year-old Tasha, she had never sailed before, and she just decided to join her when they'd met 2 days earlier.
Yeah, and you wonder how they met.
Well, you know.
Well, some of the photos that are on here, let's just say that she dominates men and women equally in some of these photos. And apparently is quite flexible.
Well, that's the story.
And there's an ad on here that she put online, and it's for coaching. Subs, slaves, pet, and couples coaching. And it starts off with Aloha Kinksters. So apparently this was...
That's a thing.
This was her thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, but maybe...
I mean, I honestly don't really know why that matters, other than...
It just adds.
It's funny that she
just adds an element to the story, right?
Yeah, it just kind of gives you a little background on her.
Yeah, that a dominatrix that knew nothing about sailing went on a boat that shouldn't have been out on the water in the first place with someone she just met.
She's lucky to be alive, man.
She really is. Well, and it sounds like, look, something's going to get her eventually, right? Like this.
And I like this text here. The Bridgeport Beers text line can be reached at 55305. Well, there you go, Sook, your new wife, Texas A&M Ditzy Cougar Dominatrix.
Yeah, how do I pull that off? Where do I go looking for that?
Email her.
It's always the last place that you would think to look.
In the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, maybe I need to spend more time out just floating around in the middle of the ocean.
Your wife was lost at sea.
I've been looking in all the wrong places. This is ridiculous.
What's the name of the book that they write?
Oh.
Yeah, that book's not getting
written. Title the book.
That book's not getting written.
I was trying to come up with a 50 Shades / Deep Blue Sea combo, but I was having some issues.
Dominating the sea. I think they had some fun on the boat before, like during those 5 months.
Guaranteed. Oh, that's the other thing is when they got rescued, they were kind of excited. Like they looked like they were having a great time.
Seemed like they were in halfway decent spirits.
Yeah, they were probably down there.
I'd like to know what's going on that boat.
I don't know. I think probably some lizarding. Whoa.
Wow.
I'll dump it.
Well.
I dumped it.
Okay. Hopefully it caught it, but.
Hopefully.
You only said, fired over that one. It's just animals, right?
Yeah, like they're reptiles.
Yeah, it's just best to know. The best was the disgust in your voice. You're like, I'll dump it.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
But it needed to be done.
It probably.
I shouldn't have said that.
No. And we're not on TV anymore, thank heaven.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So now we are hoping that Dump caught it and no one, other than you people on the app.
The streaming people.
Yeah.
They may have caught it. It's a hell of a story. I recommend looking it up.
Indeed it is. The Kinky Sailor. Okay. Yeah. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Big Bad John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
A couple of good book titles coming in regarding the Kinky Sailor.
He didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
You got to put your mic on there, Sook.
Oh, yeah. That
was... Oh, I thought something was weird.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Officer McGuffey chimed in. Him and I believe one of his buddies came up with Two Girls, One Boat, if you will. I think is a very, very solid effort.
How about Moby Ditz? Here's John. Hello.
Is there any scenario where if you had a daughter and she brings home a boyfriend and the answer to the question of what do you do, son, is DJ/professional blackjack player, does that end well for anybody?
No.
Probably not.
No, it's not good.
No.
Not good.
That is not good. And yet, I would imagine, like, you could be a really successful DJ, I suppose. You could be a really successful blackjack player. Maybe both. And yet, both of those carry a stigma with you of just being a total putz.
And the best part is, when you look at him, he looks exactly like what you would think, and he's 20 years younger than she is.
Let me ask, is it better, in that scenario, would it be better to just say one of those careers? I think it makes it worse when you compound them by saying them together.
Yeah, like if you say two things for your career, that's a giant red flag that you don't have a career.
I get this one. Right. You know, as you go out now and you meet people, if you go on a date and you ask someone what they do, my biggest fear is when you get the qualifier of right now.
Well, right now I'm... But that shouldn't last too long.
No, right whenever you hit with the right now, you're like, all right, that's code for you don't do anything. Solid. All right.
Would you get any more credibility from somebody talking to you, would you give them any more credibility if they just gave you the straight I'm unemployed as opposed to making something up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one ever
can. Because unemployment happens.
But no one can ever go unemployed. You can never pull a George Costanza, I'm unemployed and live with my parents. That's why you have the qualifier of right now.
Well, even if you're unemployed, don't you say you're what you do? Like, if I get fired tomorrow, and then people ask me what I do, I'm a radio host. But
where?
Where are you? In between jobs.
And that's where you go with, well, right now.
I'm also DJing and playing blackjack.
Well, that's fantastic. Rob, you'll appreciate this today because it's a little blast against Missouri, and I know how you feel about Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming, as you said, and you do not like them, is that correct?
No, I can't stand them.
Yes. So, Coach Leach, do you follow Coach Mike Leach on Twitter?
I do, but I have not seen many tweets of his.
So he's pretty active on there right now, and some of the stuff is kind of goofy, as you would imagine, because Coach Leach is kind of goofy. But he tweeted out this thing today. It's one of those little... It's a great time to be a Coug thing, and it has the WSU's record over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're 26-11 over their last 3 years. And then it lists like 25 schools that WSU has a better record than over the last 3 years. And there's some good schools on the list. I mean, TCU and West Virginia and Utah, Florida State, Notre Dame, Michigan State. There's some prestigious schools on there. And then you get to the end, And most of the schools, as you would think, have similar records to the WSU 26-11. And you get to the end of this list, and I was looking at it today, and the last school they list on there is Missouri.
Why?
And Missouri's record that they list is 14-20.
Okay.
So, I was like, why would you put Missouri on there anyway?
That's what
I
mean.
Let alone, they have a horrible record. They're 14-20.
Right. Like it's some sort of coup that you have a better record than Missouri over 3 years? No.
Right. And so I replied back to Coach Leach. Not just, you know, I just kind of replied to this Twitter. And I made a joke. I said, why would you even put Missouri on this list? After all, it's Missouri. And then within like 5 seconds, the first person to like that tweet of mine, Coach Mike Leach.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it made me think of you, Rob, so I thought you'd enjoy that.
I did enjoy that. Thank you, sir. Well, have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, go Cougs.
Love your body.
Yeah, that's one of those you shouldn't take credit for.
Like being why would you?
It's like when someone's like, I take care of my kids.
Yeah, you should. You're a parent.
Awesome, yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do, you idiot.
Yeah, I don't cheat on my wife.
Well, yeah.
Great.
You shouldn't. Yeah. She's your wife.
I'm better than Missouri. My God, I hope so.
Yeah, you should be.
You should be. Missouri.
All right, good stuff. We're back tomorrow. Do we have any guests tomorrow? Bartu's not coming on tomorrow?
He didn't answer, but maybe Bartu.
Oh. I'm going to try to get Bartu tomorrow.
Work in progress.
College football rankings. And guess what? No Jamboree.
It's gone.
X'd out.
We'll
see. Yeah, we'll see about that.
A lot of big talk.
We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan.
Red Ships of Spain. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.